Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the fifth Sunday after Easter. Like last Sunday, the Gospel reading focuses on fragments of the farewell address of Jesus to his disciples, when he said, "My little children, I will be with you only a little while longer, but where I am going, you cannot come." You know, in our lives, the last words of goodbye of our loved ones before they died are always held very sacred. So it is with Jesus' farewell discourse, where he told his disciples, "A new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Here, Jesus told them plainly the essential identity of a true disciple. "This new commandment, as I have loved you, so you must love one another." It is very much like the story of Solomon in the Old Testament. Remember him? Who was able to discern the identity of the true mother by her love in the story of the disputed child. Remember the story of two mothers. One, her baby died, and what she did was to exchange it with the baby of the other mother. And then there was a dispute between the two of them, so they were brought before King Solomon. And King Solomon said, "Okay, if you cannot agree on whose baby this is what we will do. We will divide the baby and give you one part and the other mother the other part of the baby." And one of the mothers immediately knelt down before King Solomon and they said, "No, no, my lord king, just give the baby to her." Just give the baby to her. And that was how Solomon discerned, "Give the baby to this woman. She is the real mother, because of her love for the baby." So others will also be able to identify the true disciple of Jesus, according to Jesus, by their love for one another. So let us talk a little more about the last words of Jesus. "A new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you." I would like you to mark the word "new." New can refer to something that didn't exist before. But the command to love one another is not recent. It's not new. It repeats actually the commandment in the Torah in Leviticus, the one that we repeat at the start of the Mass. "Love one another, love your neighbor as you love yourself." That is the old commandment. And Jesus says, "A new commandment I give you." The new is the basis of the commandment. Love one another, mark this last word, as I have loved you. In the old commandment, love one another, love your neighbor as yourself. In the new commandment, Jesus is saying, as I have loved you. But But let us note further that to say that the old commandment or the old basis of loving one another, love your neighbor as you love yourself, is to be rejected. No. Jesus says, I did not come to destroy or eliminate the law. I came to perfect the law. So he's giving a new commandment. But we should not reject the old one, according to Jesus. Not the least. In reality, you know, we learn to cherish others and care for them if we learn to do the same for ourselves. How can we love others if we deny our basic human dignity? How can we love, how are we to love ourselves when we are told over and over again that we are unlovable? How do we reclaim our basic worth? We can become whole and holy only when we learn to love ourselves properly, acknowledging the presence of the triune God in our souls, making our bodies the temple of the Holy Spirit. So remember that in the old commandment, love your neighbor as you love yourself, is another clause that we should never forget, according to Jesus. We should love ourselves also. But the second basis of loving one another as Jesus loved us is the higher form of loving. Jesus speaks of a love that requires total commitment and trust. It is a kind of love with which God loves us, a love that should be the model of the love that we have for one another. This love should be more than just a warm feeling towards others. It should be a compassionate gift of ourselves to the needs of our brothers and sisters. It implies a reaching out to others in a caring attitude for their well-being without expecting any favor in return. It is strong, positive, difficult, and determined action. I have a short story to illustrate this kind of love. In the book, Chicken Soup of the Soul, I don't know if you are reading it sometimes, there's a story about a man who came out of his office one Christmas morning and found a little boy looking with great admiration at the man's new vehicle. The little boy asked, "Does this car belong to you?" And the man said, "Yes. In fact, my brother gave it to me for Christmas." And the man said, I just have gotten it." With that, the little boy's eyes widened, and he said, "You mean to say that somebody gave it to you and you didn't have to pay anything for it?" And the man said, "That is right. My brother gave it to me as a gift." With that, the little boy let out a long sigh and said, "Wow, I would really like." And the man fully expected the boy to say, "I would like to have a brother like that who would give me such a beautiful car." But instead, the man was amazed when the little boy said, "Wow, I would like to be that kind of brother. I wish I could give that kind of car to my little brother." Somehow, that child understood the secret of the new commandment of love, which Jesus gave to his disciple during his last discourse, as described in today's gospel. "Love one another as I have loved you." For this kind of love consists not in getting something from the lover, but in giving something to the loved one. It is to this kind of love that we are called to love one another. Amen.